We're about to hear a special live statement from the Senator Sam Spleen presidential campaign. The Enough Party is expected to give Spleen its nomination at its convention in June, but for the past month, the senator has been almost invisible. There have been quite a few rumors circulating, and pressure has been building to put those rumors to rest. With me in the studio, our reporter Jennifer Hamster, who's been covering the Enough Party process.
I'm still not talking to you. I'm only here because of the contract.
Okay, thank you. And our senior political analyst, Bud Bach.
I came for the donuts. Where are they?
Do either of you have any advance information on this?
The statement will be issued by Senator Spleen himself, and I've been told he will speak from the heart.
I think he'll speak from his mouth, not his heart. Otherwise, I have no predictions.
Okay, and I understand the live statement from the Spleen campaign is being fed right now, so let's listen in.
Hello, Americans. I'm speaking to you from an undisclosed location, which I will not reveal. I have taken refuge here to collect my thoughts and prepare myself for the difficult task ahead. I have no illusions about the challenge. But as questions arise concerning my whereabouts and the bitter and defeated line up to criticize me for not being available to the press, I hope you'll take a different view. The fact I am out of reach does not make me out of touch. The fact that I am lying low does not make me a liar or loathsome, no matter what my enemies say. I ask for your patience and your blessings as I take time to take inventory. And to my opponents who call me a coward and a weakling, I say, nah, 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 nah. To my family, I say, if things work out and I am elected president, the job comes with great food for everybody all the time and lots of people to do the chores. So quit your complaining, especially you, my dearest Marcia, and our darling daughter, Venta. Specifically to my son, Philip, I say, get your fingers out of there and wash your hands. And finally, to the American people, I say, don't believe the bad things you hear about me. I'm not perfect, but you could do a lot worse. Just look around. That's what I'm doing. I'm looking around, and I'm keeping my mouth shut except for right now. And if those are qualities you want in a president, then maybe I should be your choice in November. Thank you. God bless you, and be kind to animals.
With me in the studio are Jennifer Hamster, who has been covering the Enough Party campaign, and our senior political analyst, Bud Bach, who is also watching this story unfold on the Internet, and he'll keep us up to date on that as well.
Well, there's nothing here yet, just naked celebrities, and I can't seem to get out of this page here.
Well, what do you make of the statement we just heard, Jennifer?
Well, this will put the speculation to rest.
No, it won't.
All the talk about Spleen being in a coma, having his brain in a jar, or being a captive of feminist Amazon survivalist. It's not true. Polls show Governor Burston gaining ground, filling the vacuum. So Spleen had to explain his not talking. Now that he's clearly said why he's been so silent, he can re-disappear until the convention.
And Bud?
This is gasoline thrown on the fire.
No.
Speculation will run rampant.
I really don't see how you can say that, Bud.
No, I think he made a very good case for himself.
But what kind of plane was it?
What kind of plane?
Yes, early in the statement there was a propeller plane flying by.
Oh, please.
Sounded low. That means he's near an airport. Which one?
That was not the point of the speech, Bud.
He started by saying he wasn't going to say where he was. That's going to be the point of the speech. Nothing else matters. And what about the rooster?
I did hear a rooster.
Yes, roosters crow in the morning, don't they? But if it's morning and the announcement was live, well, what part of the world does that put him in? Reporting to his foreign master?
You can't make that kind of accusation without proof.
It's already being made on the Internet.
Oh,
look,
please.
Here's the Drudge Report. Sly Dredge says, Spleen spends spring with special sponsors.
Oh, that is ludicrous. You can't repeat that.
Sure I can. Spleen spends spring with special sponsors. And I'm not making the accusation. I'm just reporting it.
And that traffic, you know, those cars sounded almost like old East German or Soviet models.
Oh.
Yes, maybe he's time traveling.
You
maybe
can't say that.
Sure I can. It's already being discussed on an X-Files fan site.
Oh.
And what sort of beast was that yowling at the end of the statement?
Well, I thought maybe that was just his stomach.
Or the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, you can't make that
it's
kind
being
of...
It's said that Spleen has found it, or else the beast is his master.
You cannot...
Sure I can. There's already been a picture posted, see? There's the Loch Ness Monster, and who's this? Mr. Spleen.
Wow, look at that internet speculation at the speed of light.
Who's this here?
Chairman Mao, still swimming.
Senior political analyst and internet rumor monger Bud Buck and reporter Jennifer Hamster following the Burston Spleen race in the Enough Party.